Chapter 2. The Faithful Friends. "Faster, please," said Mary Poppins, tapping on the glass panel with the beak of her parrot-headed umbrella. Jane and Michael had spent the morning at the barber's shop and the dentist's, and because it was late, as a great treat, they were taking a taxi home. The taxi man stared straight before him and gave his head a shake.
"If I go any faster," he shouted, "it'll make me late for me dinner."
"Why?" demanded Jane through the window. It seemed such a silly thing to say. Surely the quicker a taxi man drove, the earlier he would arrive.
"Why?"
echoed the taxi man, keeping his eye on the wheel.
"An accident, that's why. If I go any faster, I'll run into something, and that'll be an accident. And an accident, it's plain enough, will make me late for me dinner." "Oh, dear," he exclaimed as he put on the brake. "Red again, I see."
He turned and put his head through the window. His bulgy eyes and drooping whiskers made him look like a seal.
"There's always trouble at these here signals."
He waved his hand at the stream of cars, all waiting for the lights to change. And now it was Michael who asked him why.
"Don't you know nothing?" the taxi man cried. "It's because of the chap on duty."
He pointed to the signal box, where a helmeted figure, with his head on his hand, was gazing into the distance.
"Absent-minded, that's what he is. Always staring and moping, and half the time he forgets the lights. I've known them stay red for a whole morning. If it's going to be like that today, I'll never get me dinner. You haven't got a sandwich on you?"
He looked at Michael hopefully.
"No, nor yet a chocolate drop."
Jane smiled and shook her head.